Welcome to my podcast for English language learners, where I provide tips and advice for non-native English speakers to improve their language skills. In this episode, we'll be talking about how you can use ChatGPT in your professional communications. I recently posted a similar episode on using ChatGPT as a way to help you improve your English level. And in this one, I'm going to focus more on how you can use it professionally in English. Just to recap, what is ChatGPT? ChatGPT is a large language model developed by OpenAI that can generate human-like text. It has been trained on a vast amount of data, including books, articles, and websites, and can understand and produce text in a variety of languages, including English. How can ChatGPT help non-native English speakers professionally? If you're a non-native English speaker, you might struggle with writing emails, reports, or other documents in English. ChatGPT can help you in several ways. It can help you with translations. If you need to translate a text from your native language into English, you can use ChatGPT to do it. Simply input your text into ChatGPT and it will generate a translation in English. Keep in mind that the translation may not be 100% perfect, but it can give you a very good idea of what the text is about. I recently ran an experiment with its translating where I asked for a translation of an English text into French. Now, I don't speak French, so to check if the translation was accurate, I then asked ChatGPT to translate the French version into Spanish. Now, I do speak Spanish, and I was able to see that the Spanish version matched exactly with the original English version. So my conclusion was the French version must be pretty accurate. You can use it to proofread the things that you write. Once you've written a text in English, you can use ChatGPT to proofread it. Input your text, and it will suggest corrections for spelling, grammar, and punctuation. This can help you improve the quality of your writing and make it more professional. And it is seriously fast. What about job searching? Well, ChatGPT can help improve your CV or curriculum. It can help you match your professional background and skills to a particular job offer by generating a cover letter that matches both. Do you need help responding to emails? Well, you can even ask ChatGPT to generate suggested responses too. If you receive an email in English and you're not sure how to respond, you can use ChatGPT to generate suggested responses, and you can ask it to generate several different replies. You can choose the one that best fits your needs and customize it to your own liking. In conclusion, ChatGPT is a powerful tool that can assist non-native English speakers in their professional communications. It can be used for translation, proofreading, generating responses to emails, job applications, etc. While it may not be perfect, it can still be a very valuable resource for improving your language skills. Furthermore, ChatGPT can also be used as a personal assistant to help students improve their English level and range of expression. You can learn more vocabulary, phrasing, and grammar structures. You can also practice writing in a more natural and fluent way by using ChatGPT to generate suggestions and corrections. and even help you write in a particular style. Overall, ChatGPT is an innovative technology that can benefit non-native English speakers in a variety of ways. Whether you're looking to improve your professional communication skills or your language abilities as a student, ChatGPT can be a powerful tool to help you achieve your goals. Now, what I have mentioned here in this episode and my previous one is really just the tip of the iceberg. I'm learning new things about it every day and all the other possible AI applications currently available. I've also discovered that conversations on the subject tend to turn quite negative after a few minutes, as people start to fear for their jobs or the jobs of others, and the disruption and change that AI is bringing. I'm choosing to focus on the positive aspects of this technology, while I am aware of the potential darker side and how it could be misused by some. I guess time will tell, but this technology is here with us now, and I feel it's vital we become more aware of it. We see its potential to help us and be sensible with it. Those are my thoughts for today. I hope you found this additional episode on ChatGPT useful. Stay tuned for more upcoming episodes soon. Have a great week.